So your husband was making pottery here.
Yeah.
And when you retired, you were making pottery. So what kind of pottery were you making?
There's an example there. That's my plate. There's a big plate of his up there. A big, round, dark plate. His work was more earthy and less decorative than mine. But sculpturally, it was a lovely, very fine shapes. Very, very, very refined shapes. And he was meticulous in the balance and the feel of the handle. He made beautiful bowls. And everybody objected because they had very delicate tops to them so that you could drink out of them. I said, yes, but you know, they get chipped. And I said to John, people say that the edges of your pots get chipped. He said, the Chinese looked after their pots and they lasted for hundreds of years. Well, that was the idealistic artist talking, because later on he went up to Scotland and made pottery, and he had to make hotel ware, which did not have the fine and delicate tops. Well, I've looked after mine, and several have perfect rims and several have chipped rims. But if you're in the hotel trade and you're washing up quickly, you want firm rims. They clatter together in the bowl and they come out and they don't crack and get chipped. He learnt to do that. Never made anything for the house like that. We sold it, first of all, to the American bases, people on the American bases, because he felt at home with Americans and Canadians, because he was pure Canadian. He got a Canadian passport. Well, they have what you call, you know how they have a sale of work to make money for charities. The officers' bazaar. You invited anybody with a craft or a gift or food or drink, and you have your own stalls there. You pay so much for your stall and space, and that's how they made the money. And then you give a certain percent of your takings to the bazaar. The advantage for people selling on the American bazaar bases was that they didn't have to pay purchase tax, so they could pocket that money themselves. So they became very popular. And that's where he first started. Now, there was a point in my life when I didn't want to do the American bazaars, because they were so few and far between, about two a year, and we'd take stuff out. We didn't have a car then, so we took the stuff out in a Heinkel motorbike with a sidecar, and this was crammed with pottery. And me sitting on the pillion. And we got out there very carefully, and that's where we sell the pottery to start. Mm.